Hi, welcome, bitches, to Transformation Nurse Academy Podcast. I am doing a remote recording live, not live, but fucking here in Alicia Tresider's house. See, and I didn't even fucking read it.
We did that thing, right? Yeah.
So I just want you to welcome the shit. You know, we're at her house, and I appreciate that she came here, or she let me come here to record this last couple episodes here, and I hope you've liked it so far. Shit, I don't remember how many we recorded. I had to ask her this morning and stuff. But I should have got here earlier because you should have seen her. She was all fucked up and shit walking around. I could have recorded it and stuff. Yeah. She couldn't speak. But now that my presence is here and my long, beautiful hair, it's probably fucking making her excited. So she's fucking like getting back to her normal self and shit. Because we talked about yesterday. So let's follow up with yesterday. Remind them who you are. How the fuck did we meet? This is episode... I don't know what the fuck part we're on. I don't even know what
four
part we're
five.
On. Four, five, six. I don't know.
I'm Alicia Tresider. I met Kevin, 14 years ago when
2009, 2010.
Yeah. I know. When I got my IV blood draw certification.
You ever used that motherfucker?
Hell yeah. I don't know. A lot of times. Starting IVs, alcohol blood draws.
Because you know, there's a couple of people that come to my class who are like, well, I never used them. I'm like, well, that's your fucking fault.
Yeah, shit. I still have the books.
Oh. Well, my book's probably changed since
then. I'm sure. But I still kept the books.
I don't see that.
You know, so we met, 14 or so more years ago.
It's a long time.
It's a very long time. Class was amazing. And then we stayed in touch on Facebook because I would follow you.
I stalk you.
See this stuff going on. You stalk all your students.
I want to see what the fuck y'all are doing.
Exactly. You're seeing how we've evolved and where we've gone and what we've done and... how we're doing.
I've seen people go from CNA to LVN to RN to even some DMPs.
Mm-hmm.
That's how crazy it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like crazy. I love it. I've seen a lot of my CNAs that I worked with when I was a new nurse. They're now nurses, and I'm so proud of them.
So speaking of CNA, somebody on the Facebook the other day asked me about a scope of practice for a CNA.
Oh.
But I can't find one. I found a link on the board, kind of what it tells them they can and can't do, but it's not very good.
It's not. It's pretty vague. Was there something specific that they were?
Yeah, they want to know, can CNAs put on EKG patches and hook up the lines,
no.
The leads? And I said, I don't think so unless you've been specially trained. Like
exactly.
You had to go to an EKG class or something like that.
Yeah.
So
my CNAs, when I taught CNA,
CNAs.
I taught CNA, MA, and LVN clinicals.
All right. See, look at you.
And so I taught for Westman. That's kind of where we were yesterday. No, I didn't. So
did you teach when that old lady was there?
I did.
Did you really?
I did. Oh. I knew her.
You probably killed her, Rick.
Shut up. No, I
I'm just teasing, but she
just
was...
just kidding.
Just joking.
He's just joking. May she rest in peace.
She resting, all right.
Wow.
I know I'm going to hell.
You have a whole reservation right there.
I got my old place and shit.
But you sure do.
Hey, that's good. Nobody be around me and shit.
Right. You got your space. And so we never taught CNAs to do EKGs, pads, leads, anything like that.
But can they if they take an EKG class and become EKG tech?
Yes.
If
the facility allows it.
Then
goes based off the policy and procedures
of
the facility.
Like, I don't know, I was looking up, what's the difference between a PCT and a CNA? Do you know what a PCT is? They call it a patient care technician. To me, I don't know. Don't be mad at me and shit, so fuck y'all. It's like being a CNA in the hospital.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah.
You know what I mean?
And they're...
but they, I don't think they can... I'm not saying they don't, but I don't think they're supposed to be fucking with the leads either.
Right.
I don't know if I'm wrong, so calm the fuck down, bitches. But I don't think they can. Because even when the transporter comes to the ED, they won't put on the telebox the way for us to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, so...
yeah, because it's out of their scope. What if they put it in the wrong place?
Right.
What if, you
right.
know...
that's what I
there's
think.
Too many other things going on.
Right.
Because you can't place leads, like, so if somebody has a pacemaker... well, and seeing the big difference with yours and my scope, too, is that I never worked in the hospital.
Right, I got
so
you.
That's a lot of that's new to me.
But
so,
LVNs and RNs the same thing?
No.
We
but
had this discussion yesterday.
We are still a team.
Yes,
but
we're still
there
a
are
team.
Many things that...
don't be bitches to each other.
No, love one another because I'm telling you, 9 times out of 10... I've had other nurses that I work with, and hey, I love you all, but there are some nurses, and we talked about this, we hit on this a little bit yesterday, those that are in it for the money and not in it for the patient care. I would rather have my CNAs.
You keep talking to them.
I would rather have my CNAs in the trenches with me, getting down and dirty and doing what we need to do, like if it came to a code or whatever, because a lot of other times, you know, other nurses, they eat their young. And they want to tear up one another. And
yeah, but why do y'all get this shit? Why do y'all want to fucking beat each other up?
You know,
over what?
I never understood it either. It's like, well, I'm here to do the same thing and take care of our patients, period, at the end of the day. That's all that it is. That's all that matters.
So we left off yesterday. We were talking about, just a recap, you know, we talked about her life growing up, moving around to different places, and then her high school life. And then we talked about your first husband who beat the shit out of you and kind of got you where you are now.
Yes.
And so we talked about your Tarlov's cyst, as well as you have S1, S2. Oh, she sent me pictures of shit, which I'll post the shit if she's okay with it.
Yeah.
I just want to post a picture of your other one. I mean, I will, but it makes me think dirty thoughts. And then we talked about the S1, the S2, and then we talked about your C5 keeps your diaphragm alive. Don't forget that, bitches.
Helps you breath.
And then we got all the way to here, where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
So we
started talking about me working in psych.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She's mm-hmm. a mental health nurse. She did mental health nursing. But now she can't work anymore. How long ago did you stop working?
So, originally in May of 2022,
while you were at the psych facility or before the psych facility?
No, I was working at inpatient, but it was May of 2022, my walking. So my gait, it's affected on the right side.
Yeah, I saw her gait this morning.
And so I kind of bounce when I walk on
makes
the...
Makes her ass jiggle a little bit more too.
I call it twerking. So that had started up and that hadn't been happening for a very long time. So that kind of went away after about a year after my neck surgery, and I was able to go back to work. Well, then it came on all of a sudden. And so then I notified my doctor at Stanford because we didn't know what was going on, this and that. I ended up, my husband drove me to, my doctor had told me to go to the hospital. So I ended up going to CRMC. And they did a brain MRI and they did a spine MRI and they found lesions on the white brain matter in the subcortical.
Oh, yeah, I did look that up.
Subventricular.
So I got you here. So I looked that up too. Oh, brain lesions. So what are causes of brain lesions in this emotional and mental trauma lead to brain lesions? I don't know what the fuck I wrote, but ChatGPT understood me.
Oh.
It says emotional and mental trauma leading to brain lesions is a complex phenomenon, often involving multiple factors, stress hormones, because you know when you get mm-hmm. fight or flight kicked in, mm-hmm. your stress hormones get kicked in. So prolonged exposure to stress triggers release of stress hormones like cortisol, so almost mm-hmm. like a combat soldier. Mm-hmm. In combat, it can have toxic effects on the brains and contribute to development of brain lesions.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Because your body, your brain's getting overloaded with all these chemicals that doesn't know what to do with it. The inflammation, emotional trauma can lead to chronic inflammation in the brain and lupus. It says women with PTSD 3 times likely to have lupus, which we talked about yesterday. Mm-hmm. Emotional trauma can lead to chronic inflammation in the brain, which can damage tissue and disrupt normal brain function, potentially resulting in lesions. Changes in blood flow, severe emotional or mental trauma can affect blood flow to the brain, leading to ischemia, which if you don't know what that means, bitches, ischemia is lack of oxygen, mm-hmm. or other vascular changes that may result in lesions. Neurochemical imbalance, trauma can disrupt the balance of transmitters in the brain, altering communication between the neurons. Mm-hmm. That's why you're all mm-hmm. getting the speech and shit's fucked up sometimes.
Brain's not connected.
Right, and potentially causing structural damage over time. Epigenetic. What the fuck is epigenetic? Yeah, you have to Google that shit. Epigenetic factors. Traumatic experiences can trigger epigenetic changes, altering gene expression. Patterns in brain cells and potentially contributing to development of
lesions.
Direct physical trauma, which you said you suffered. Mm-hmm. In cases of severe trauma, such as physical abuse or head injury resulting from emotional or mental distress, direct physical damage to brain tissue can occur, leading to the formation of
lesions.
lesions. So I don't know who the fucking neurologist is, but she needs to go and read fucking what ChatGPT wrote. And then what you talked about is, I said, what is periventricular scattered subchordal mean? What the fuck does that mean?
Yes.
The term periventricular scattered subcortical refers to the location of certain brain lesions or abnormalities. So periventricular means surrounding the ventricles where the fluids fill spaces within the brain. So the your brain, never seen your fucking brain, you have these little fucking like little highways in there, ventricles, like valleys and shit. Mm-hmm. Like, what flows in it?
I have a picture of it.
Yeah, but what flows in it?
Cerebral spinal fluid.
Right. And that's usually where they put the VP shunts to kind of help drain and shit, or your, it's like a shunt or bolt to measure your ICP and stuff. Scattered. Of course, you know what scattered means. Mm-hmm. Fucking throughout. Right. Subcortical. This means that the lesions are situated beneath the cerebral cortex, which is the outer layer of the brain responsible for higher functions. Mm. Subcortical areas include structures such as the basal ganglia, the thalamus, and the white matter. See that shit? So that's what's happening right there. She fucking forgot what I told her to look up.
No, I wanted to show you something else. I looked that up. Right. No. I did look. Oh, here we go.
Ma'am, I came all the way to Merced. You better fucking get your shit together. Mm-hmm, I got you. Look. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's the ventricles.
There's my...
Is that yours?
Yeah.
Shut up.
So in May, I'm not going to apologize to anyone.
Why would you apologize? This
is... Because that's how I apologize. This is how my speech gets sometimes.
I'm stressing around this.
So, week. No, I couldn't multitask. Anyhow.
Oh.
Yeah, when I do that, it...
Wait, I could swear women said they could fucking multitask.
I used to be able to, but so they found these lesions in my brain May 2022 and a spinal cord enhancement in my spine. It was mid, so I think it was L12 to T7 or something like that. You'll read it.
So it says scattered white matter hyper intensities.
Mm-hmm.
No clear periventricular, predominantly subcortical, but with cortical changes as below. See, just mm-hmm. what we talked about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he's reading my notes from my neurologist. It's from Stanford. So anyhow, so we had, there's my brain.
It's your fucking brain.
So we went through rigorous tests that October and that following October. And I had to have a spinal tap, which was very painful, which the neurologist said it was weird that I had had such a reaction during the spinal tap.
Well, and, has she ever had a fucking spinal tap?
I don't know. But yeah, so it had felt, and the two doctors that were in there was surprised too that I was having the pain that I was having during. And so they were like, oh, well, that's abnormal. So they ended up screening my CSF for cancer. The doctor was worried that maybe I had a malignancy in my CSF, which was negative. Had some high albumins and stuff. I'll show you everything. But so anyhow, so then we continued to start with all of these rigorous tests. I had to have the muscles test, the needle,
I got you.
And the nerve.
I got you.
So they were testing this.
The response of the muscles or pain?
Both. And the nerve response.
And how was it?
It came back normal. There were some areas that it was delayed. And so, but with that neuromuscular doctor ruled it out that it was anything neuromuscular. And then the MAGFAX titer came back low positive twice. And then the third time it was negative. And so we just kind of been going through this and getting brain and spine MRIs about every 3 to 6 months.
Since 2022?
Mm-hmm.
And has it changed? Stayed the same?
No, they said no significant change. So my neurologist said that she did not feel that it was a mess because the lesions do not appear to look like a typical MS.
So is there any special looking lesions for MS? Is that what she said?
Me.
Now I got fucking homework to do.
I keep giving him more homework.
No, because that makes me curious, because you know, I mean, we should notice, especially we see somebody coming into the ED with these signs and symptoms. These are things that we could think about.
Right. If I went into ED, they would put me on stroke alert.
Right. Yeah, we wouldn't know what the fuck to do with shit. We would.
No.
Yeah. So it's crazy. Yeah, right. You probably would.
You would.
But what makes me mad is the two doctors you said were saying that it's abnormal. But I don't like that because every patient is different.
Yes.
They're looking at you and trying to compare you to every patient, but every fucking patient is different.
Yeah.
Stop treating everybody the same. Yes,
and that's every person is their own person and experience things differently. And that's where it gets frustrating.
Right. No, I got you.
Epigenetics.
Yeah, sorry.
It's the change in the blood. It's a study of how your behaviors and environment can cause changes that affect the way your genes work, but does not change the DNA.
Oh, it changes how your genes work, but not the DNA.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I get that. So like combat soldiers, abusive wives. No, but that's good. But combat soldiers, abusive spouse, you know, people that get abused, it changes their genes and how the genes work, but doesn't change your DNA.
Yeah.
But I wonder if it could be, if it changes how your genes work, does it pass on to your kids?
Right.
And you know what I mean? Is that why some kids are fucked up when they come from abusive parents? And
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because it has to cause a type of mutation.
Yeah, that's right? What I mean. I'm wondering.
And break down.
I mean, if your gene works differently.
So May of 2022, I was out of work for 5 months.
But this was while you were at the mental health?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I worked for the county.
So why were you out of work? Because of this?
Yeah.
Did they make you leave?
The HR and medical director at the time told me if I was not fit to work, I could not come to work.
And I mean, you were working with Cuckoo.
At that time, I needed a cane.
Oh, yeah.
And
were they upset that you had to have a cane?
Yeah.
Because, well, you know, if you had to have a cane and you worked with psych patients, what could they have done?
Right, they could have grabbed it, used it against me.
Not just you, but everybody else.
Yeah. So I was off until October and went back to work. And then I was working the last year and I went for a follow-up with my primary here. And at that time, I was using my walker, and the doctor said, no, it's too much of a risk for me to fall, because I started falling. And
did you fall at work?
I did. You know, a fall is anytime you lose balance.
No, I know. Yeah.
And so
a fall doesn't mean you have to hit the ground. A fall means a near miss. I know, but that's right.
Yeah. And so
if a patient starts to fall and you have to catch them, that's still considered
a fall. And so I was falling to the wall or the doorway, and then it didn't show because we weren't recording, but I got stuck. So I could be mid walking and my leg forgot what it was doing. And so it causes a complete disconnect is the best way for me to describe it.
So what did they tell you, though, that you could have come back? Did they put you on workers' comp?
No. So my doctor took me off for my safety. So I had to call work, and they were very accommodating.
No light duty.
No, I work in the desk.
Work from home?
No, that's not an option.
Why not? We were in fucking COVID. We were in a lockdown.
I know, but our clinic was still open. So our type of patients don't all have access to a phone or computer.
Right.
And then when I talk like this.
You can't talk to patients.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got you. Like, can I get somebody to fucking talk, right? I can understand them and shit.
Yeah.
Does it make you feel embarrassed?
Yeah.
Why?
And ashamed.
Why?
You know.
Why do you feel ashamed?
I'm working on that. I'm not.
I'm not stupid. I mean, I get it and shit. But, yeah. You know.
I feel embarrassed. Why? For
yourself, for your husband, or everybody involved?
Everybody.
Why?
Because I feel that it makes people look at me.
Well, I mean, of course people are going to look at you because they want to know what.
I've had...
People aren't like Kevin where they say, hey, what the fuck's wrong with you?
Yeah, but, and I'm okay with that. It's
look at me. Just ask, what the fuck is the worst thing they're going to say?
Are you okay? Something. Instead, I get people that give me dirty looks. Like at the store, they'll look at me like,
why?
And I'm,
why don't you say something?
My daughter says that.
No, why don't
for
you say
me.
Something? What the fuck are you looking at, bitch?
Yeah, I just look back at them like, and then my daughter, she's like, can I help you?
Take a fucking picture, bitch.
Yeah, she's like, I go to the store with her, but. My husband even said, because people are mean and cut
people
me off.
Yeah.
I could have my walker or ride the scooter.
They don't give a shit.
They don't. No,
that's why I don't go to Disneyland.
Oh, they were great to me at Disneyland. But
I went to Disneyland with my daughter who's 8. No, she's 21 now. Sorry, Emily. And so she was in a wheelchair because she had knee surgery.
Uh-huh.
And I'm fucking trying to push her through the lines and go through the people. And people just walk in front of you and cut you off.
Yeah.
I'm like, bitches, can't you see I'm in a fucking wheelchair with my daughter and shit? But they
don't give a fuck. They don't care.
They don't give a shit.
My husband tells me, like,
you stay the fucking
with
home.
My cane, he's like, triple, run into them. They want to cut you off. Fuck them.
I don't get that, though, man.
I know. It's like, where did this come from?
Us, we taught these kids to be this way. We taught people to be this way in our society.
A lot of them are older.
Maybe they just don't give shit. Go back to where you came from.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, because remember, you're not white.
That's true.
Even
that's
though you true. Are.
Yeah.
You should see your mother fucking blonde hair, blue eyes and shit. Now I know why her fucking daddy stayed with her and shit.
Yeah.
So when you had to get off of work in October 2022, was that the last time you worked? You kept trying to go back.
I went back October.
You
want to
take a break?
No. Right. October 2022, I went back. Then I just went out October 2023.
So you stayed a whole year?
I did. Oh. And it just progressed.
Yeah, but maybe the stress brings it on.
That's what we were thinking.
So I'm wondering if people who get stressed, does MS get aggravated with stress?
Right.
Because, you know, I get patients who have chronic seizures, you know, special needs clients. I got to have seizures. And it says that heat, cold, stress, all aggravates and stuff.
Heat really affects my walking.
But I'm wondering if it's because it overheats your brain like a computer, so your processor slows down.
And
or like now, you're having to multitask and I'm fucking you up.
No, I'm good.
You think about eating a fucking burrito and doing my fucking Google search and talking to me, so your brain don't know what the fuck to do.
So that's why I stopped.
I got pictures of her eating a burrito.
I stopped driving.
Never had a seizure?
No. Yeah. That's a possible.
Oh, fuck, I forgot to bring my sage.
I want to have mine.
I don't know if I trust yours.
Shut up. My shit.
Sorry. Did you just shit?
No.
What? Were you shitting? You forgot what you were saying?
Mm.
It's all right. Just relax. Look at me. Relax.
wasn't it?
Relax. We were talking about having seizures, talking about, right?
We, that is a possible side effect. It couldn't affect my speech, which started in October.
So before before 2022, did you have any speech problems? So how can they say it's not progressing?
Mm-hmm. And vision.
Have you ever seen a speech pathologist?
Yes.
I know, but that, maybe they can help you or not.
Yeah. So my friend is speech, and he actually is my neighbor, and he heard me.
Well, how come he ain't fucking here?
He's coming. I seen him on.
What's his name?
Billy.
Billy, where the fuck you at? We're right here, kid. We need your ass and shit. Fucking Billy.
And he said he will do house visit for me.
Does he have tips and tricks?
Yeah, to try to help me.
What about if you blindfold yourself?
No, I get dizzy and then fall.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't mean blindfolded like walk. I'm talking about blindfolded to see if it'll help with your speech. Because you're looking at things, thinking too much, and maybe because you're looking and thinking too much.
So, and I'm not even like looking, but I'm not looking at what's in front of me. I'm looking to stay focused on the word
I know that, but you're looking around, and your brain's going a million miles an hour, right? And now your brain can't what?
Yeah, it's possible. Mm-hmm.
Let's look at where the speech.
And then the other thing is, so my right leg has a mind of its own, and will
but it makes your ass shake.
And it will
so your speech center. See what I mean? But look where your speech center is, right back there.
Mm.
What is that? What's it close to? Oh, your speech center is in the front. No, that's motor and control, larynx, pharynx. That's a tongue, though. What is this? This is your posterior language here, but that's language in the back.
Uh-huh.
See what I mean?
And I read how I speak when I'm speaking like this, which my physical therapist said that it's brain and not motor function, which is good. But I can have seizures because of this knock on wood. And then I can also have blindness. But I stopped driving because I was trying to hit the... I have my foot on the brake and then my legs back. And then
hit
the gas. And so...
Did you have an accident?
No. I quickly put my left foot on the brake, and then I was still in
check on
my drove. Yeah, because I don't want to be responsible to hurt others.
Well, you probably get in trouble too.
Yeah.
And you could lose your fucking nursing license.
I'm good. So I stopped driving and sold my beautiful car.
What kind of car was
it? It was a Hyundai Tucson 2019.
Have BBS wheels. You could have fucking sold it to other people that
should
have bought. But you feel like your independence has been taken away?
You know what? No, because I feel it was the best decision.
I know, but you're here at home. Do you do anything besides sit at home all fucking day?
Yeah, I have people who will come pick me up. We'll go do stuff. My husband makes sure he gets me out of the house, even if it's just to run an errand. See, and that's how fast it clears up. Or I do a lot of hobbies. Actually, I was thinking about my car and how that was the best.
What's your husband?
John.
Look at John. Look at her speech cleared up. She's talking.
He's great. He's amazing.
I see you, John.
Mm-hmm. And so I'm at peace with that. And I'm okay with that.
Because you know, people who lose their independence deteriorate.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm asking you. You feel like you've lost your independence.
No. Because if I want to go somewhere, somebody will come pick me up and take me.
Your kids? You say your kids take
my daughter.
How old is your daughter?
She's going to be 21.
What mom? She's like mine.
Mm-hmm.
What's her name?
Annabelle.
Thank you, Annabelle, for taking care of your mom.
Yeah.
That's good.
And then when I see my other daughter in Montana, she takes me places. And she doesn't. She also, they're very protective.
I mean, why would you want to make fun of motherfuckers who can't talk or speak? You don't know. That could be your karma coming back to bite you in the ass and shit. I don't get that shit.
No, me either.
So October 2023, you stopped working. Yes. So that's almost.
And that's when my speech started.
That's October, November, December, January, February. Started 4 months.
Yeah.
So what have you been doing for the last 4 months?
Relearning how to be a housewife.
Oh, wait a minute. Calm down there, ladies. Housewives. You're going to get us in trouble and shit.
Listen, housewife is a full-time job. Period. 100%.
She is not a housewife. She is a domestic engineer.
Or homemaker.
No, I don't
think did they get rid of that one too?
I think they did.
Really?
What is a political correct term for a housewife? Let's see what they say.
All these people getting their feelings hurt over BS.
Domestic engineer.
Shut the fuck up. I'm not sorry because people got their feelings hurt.
I love the shit.
Like, oh, there was, you know what? I was a proud housewife. I had no problem being a housewife, taking care of my kids. I have no problem with that. But you know what? We're two nesters. We have no kids at home. It's just my husband and I. So that, you know, that itself is a change, you know?
Oh, that's not your husband. That's your partner.
No, that's my husband.
I don't think it's confused that people get mad when they're like, that's your partner. No. Okay, but that's still my wife and she is.
That's my kid and I'm his wife. Period.
Well, I think we make these words up to make ourselves instead of homeless.
Yeah.
But, don't be mad at me, Nelly. Don't be mad at me and shit. Yeah. I'm not trying to make fun of people, but why do you need to fucking make up words to make people feel better? It is what it is.
Yeah.
If you're homeless, you're homeless. Why you got there is a different reason. We can fix it. We can help. But why do
if they want
help. Okay, but why do you need to change a word to make them feel better? Because to me, if you change the word to make them feel better, maybe they don't want to get there. Maybe they want to stay in the house.
They do.
No. Well, not all of them, but
not all of them.
I'm sure a lot of them, because they have them right there next to our building, right next to Highway 99. They're camped out. Oh, I'm sorry. They have a temporary shelter that they have created.
You know what, Ryan? I can say so many things. We'll have that conversation. Yeah.
It's
okay.
Even it's not politically correct.
No.
You don't fucking know about now. I don't know what the fuck.
No, and it's okay, but I have things to say that I shouldn't say on here because, like my husband said, once it's out there, it's out there.
I know.
So I'm just going to not on that, but we'll have a conversation. It's going to be great. But, you know, it is a challenge. So I do wood puzzles. I like those because they're.
Maybe Maya wants to send her a wood puzzle that she can. Yeah.
I love wood puzzles. My husband got me a paint by numbers.
Put a paint because I can see you putting them like.
I stopped when it broke it. I do.
I know I fucked up, but.
No.
You know your bitches are thinking.
And so, yeah. So, if they have a way to fix the paint brushes so you can hold them better.
Maybe they do. Hold on. Maybe she asked them yet. On your special needs children who have problems with writing, is there a special way to make their paintbrush better for them so they can use it more appropriately? We'll find out. Miss Pat's a special needs teacher, so maybe she'll fucking know.
Because I also get numbness.
Bigger paint tool? Bigger paintbrush?
Yeah, like fatter. So
remember the fucking stones?
Yeah, but so just
like. I can teach if you know anything.
You know the pencils, like how they have that little foam thing that you could slide over it. The problem with the paintbrush is that opening
is maybe
the smaller one.
Won't you make it off?
Please.
See, and maybe you just have something that you just create. My
husband chose a chair that would be perfect for me to get in the back.
So then why don't you use
it? What is he doing? Where it's,
what's he doing with that pack?
Well, he hasn't done it yet, but what his idea was.
Billy?
No, John.
Oh, John. Sorry, John. Sorry. Who the fuck was Billy?
Bill's speech and then.
Oh, that's right. Fuck you, Billy. John, get your head together with the fucking chair.
Yes, yeah, so he said, babe, you need one that is your height that can be adjusted to your height in the height of the
That would be good for old people.
Exactly.
Too.
But then that pivots.
Oh, see?
That makes them come.
So why don't he.
Instead of a lift.
Did he create it?
No, but we were just talking about
it. All right, John.
He's on.
Is he an engineer?
He's handy, but he's not an engineer.
Mm-hmm, but he could make, because I have an idea on it.
There you go. But so we, you know, these, like we, things that are difficult, like it's hard for me to clean my tub, so I bought one of those extended ones.
You're on disability.
Yeah.
Permanent disability.
Yes.
So they don't provide you with any type of home care service?
No.
Why not? Have you applied?
No.
Why not?
I don't know what my needs would be.
To fucking help clean your house? You know what I mean? They have home health services that would do it. She's bored.
Mm-hmm. Which would be nice.
Why don't you do that?
I don't know. I didn't think about it till you bring it up. Just like yesterday, you're bringing things up on.
I don't think. See? But
yeah.
They would do it.
Yeah.
Because they have like one, I don't think it's like for old, not year old, but they have it for old people who can't.
You called me old man yesterday.
Well, I don't know. She is fucking old 40. She's like, what the fuck?
Okay. 55 will pay for the senior discount.
We're fucked, Jim. Fucked. So for old people, like, you know, Lynn's mom and dad live with us and stuff, you know, and they, like her dad, he can take care of himself, but sometimes he's forgetful. So reminders, I'm taking meds. They have staff, they'll do that.
Which would be nice. Yeah, well, I like my house because then and my husband said, goes, if you can't clean it, tell me, I'll clean it for you. And I was like, okay.
I'm going to fucking say Billy again, but John, home health services, mom, but once or twice a week, that's all you got to do.
Yeah. And so I, you know, he'll, like, I leave dishes in the sink on purpose because then I get up and I do the dishes. And it just kind of keeps me on track and in that motion.
I know a fucking nurse who you can hire and give you a nice bed base. Sorry.
That'll be my nurse wife, Stacey.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. Stacey, I miss you. I hope you're doing okay, even though you don't fucking stay in touch.
And Ryan, she'll come too.
I don't know if I know Ryan. I don't know Ryan. Was Ryan in my class?
No, if she can be in class or not.
Well, fuck you.
But I sent them the packets, so they'll be watching. That's good. I shared it.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's
good. See?
So we talked yesterday about Kevin.
Kevin.
Not this fucking Kevin.
No, not this Kevin. My biological
father. That's so fucked up, man. She's fucking getting me, and now she got another Kevin in her life. Shit. So do you know anything about Kevin?
I just know that he's tired.
So you're part-time?
Yes.
And your mother is?
What?
So what is your DNA here? Did you do 23andMe?
Yeah, I answered.
Oh, I don't think I did answer it. I just did 23andMe. But you know, they stole all of our DNA and shit, right?
That's okay.
Now, I'm going to ask you a question while you're looking up. No, I better not. I'm going to fuck you. I'll wait for you.
There's my answer.
All right, so let me open up mine so I can read mine so y'all bitches will know what Kevin is. Because my mama lied to me and shit. My mom said that I was fucking Cajun and all this other shit. Uh-huh. The Indian.
Oh, my mama told me that.
I'm like 1% Native American.
I'm nothing. I said, Mom, I think you were lied to. I don't think there's any
Native. Yeah, they don't even know what the fuck Native American I am shit. I got 1% North African, which it's not in the right spot. I hated and shit.
You sure did.
I did. But Miss Patton.
Miss Patton.
I think she was, I don't know, she could be lying to me. Shit. Had a security measure. What the fucking bitches? I hate this motherfucker. It made me reset my password because y'all fucked up 23andMe. Did you hear what 23andMe did?
No.
So they lost, somebody hacked into our DNA thing. So they got all our DNA. Now they're worried that they're going to make some biological weapons to kill us and shit.
Oh.
I know, right? Imagine that shit.
Imagine
that. All right, so let me read yours. I got to reset my fucking password. I gotta get my glasses on so I can read. I don't see that. So Northwestern European, 50%. Mm-hmm. British and Irish. Oh, I'm more than you. You got very little, but I'm surprised by that. But Greater London. I might 37.6%. Oh, you got 9 regions of London that you're Greater London that you're from. Let me see here. You have 12.4% French and German.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's fine. Look at this shit. 49.1% Indonesian, Thai, Timer, Myanmar,
I don't know if I'm saying
it. I don't know.
It's Battambang Province, Cambodia. And it's spelled M-Y-A-N-M-A.
That's you.
And you are 0.6% Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why me?
I don't know.
Ni hao mai.
How are you?
Why me? Love you.
Oh.
You see? And you are 0.6% Northern Chinese in Tibet.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that funny shit. Yeah, but you know the Chinese and the Tibetans don't like each other. They're always fucking fighting and shit. Did you know that?
I did.
It's fucking
and
crazy.
Don't the Chinese not get along Thai?
I don't think the Chinese get along very much with any fucking body shit. Like, I don't understand why they like fucking with everybody and stuff. Like, I don't get that shit. I don't remember what. Oh, yeah, this kid's there. But I don't know what happened to my. Maybe it fucking sent it to my spam. I don't like fucking. I don't know. I'm like 60% fucking British.
And oh,
Irish.
Okay. So, and then I'm like, I'm there.
What happened to my 23andMe? Oh, maybe it went to my spam shit. No, I guess it did. Three. I'm listening to you.
Oh, I'm just pulling it up.
I don't want to fuck you up and shit.
No. So then on my ancestry, it says that I'm 50% mainland Southeast Asian. I'm 28% Scotland and 10% England and Northwestern Europe. Sweden and Denmark went 9%.
That's your mama's side.
And Wales, yes. 3%.
That's your mama's side.
Yeah, so the Scotland, the whole white side is my mom.
Yeah, her mama's fucking blonde hair, blue eyed, right?
Yes, she's white.
She is white.
White, white.
White, white. Your mama's white, white. It's good, though.
Oh, yeah.
That's why your daddy didn't want me.
She beautiful.
What the fuck? I just had your suggested password, bitch. Oh, shit. See what happens to this motherfucker. Are you in a hurry?
For what?
I don't know. I just want to make sure that James fucking probably crazy, but Kevin, you guys aren't talking this shit.
Oh, we're trying photos. He keeps talking about my mom, and I want to show you a photo of my mom. A more recent photo of my mom.
Well, yeah, let me see.
So.
Fucking 23andMe. Here's her fucking mama shit right there. For those of you that can't see because you listen to the podcast, you can go to the fucking YouTube channel and watch the shit. That's her mama shit.
Yeah.
And then, oh, this is your mama. I don't know what the fuck this is about. That's that fucking cowboy shit that we used to fucking always take
pictures of. In Columbia.
Oh, this reminds me of 70s. Your mama's a 70s chick. Who's the guy with her?
That's Billy. That was her first husband that passed away when I was 3.
That's who you thought your dad was. Mm-hmm. Fucking Billy, man. Sorry, Billy. I'm sorry you had to go through that, Billy. But it's, you know, scary though, right?
It is. Very.
You know, your mama's trying to do the right thing. And
yeah.
But then, I don't know, women are sometimes crazy, right? Women do crazy shit.
We do.
Why?
Because men make us.
I don't think men make you. I think you chose to do it on your own. I mean, is the dick that fucking good? Or is it that you have a nurturing?
That dick ain't that good.
Right. So is it a nurturing thing?
Right.
Is it a nurturing thing?
It could be, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hopeful, caring, wanting better.
I don't think about that. Is it a nurturing thing? Maybe you think you can change this and shit.
Well, there you go.
Who's that?
Me.
Shut up. I know y'all can't see us on camera shit unless you go to our fucking YouTube page. Yeah, that's a long time ago, huh?
Mm-hmm.
The all three?
Baby, elementary, and high school.
Mm-hmm. And you said you, I get you. What, you were doing what in high school? You got pregnant in high school?
I got pregnant in my...
Senior year.
Senior year.
Now I know why.
With my first husband.
Now I know why. Oh, that's right, with, what's his name?
Cam.
What is it?
Cameron.
Fucking Cameron. Should we fuck with Cameron?
No.
That's you.
Mm-hmm.
How long ago was that? Did we do painting way back in the day?
It was face painting.
We really do that back in the day?
We did.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess that's true. I didn't get to experience that shit.
Oh.
The only thing I ever got to do as a kid is go to vacation Bible school.
Oh, I didn't even.
All right.
I did the sixth grade camp.
So I don't know if you know this. Growing up, I was hardcore Southern Baptist.
Oh.
All right.
That makes sense.
And so, you know, you always had to go to vacation Bible school. I know that not every Baptist who's a Baptist did this, but my family, a lot of people that I went with, hung around with, they probably don't know this, but I got shit kicked out of me almost every day.
Really?
Bell buckles.
Oh, yeah.
Leather straps. And so to memorize the Bible.
Yes.
All in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So that's.
I would bring back this Pentecostal.
My mother was going to get a divorce. And I won't mention her name because him and I are friends on Facebook, even though we're not probably not like close friends anymore because we haven't seen each other since we were kids and shit. Mm-hmm. So, okay, dude, I like it. But his parents and our parents always hung around together.
Mm-hmm.
And when my mom and my stepdad were getting divorced, his parents took us on the road trip and they came with us. And his dad and his mom, I guess, were trying to convince my mother to stay with my stepdad.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's because we didn't know what
was
kind
wrong.
Of person
yeah.
he was.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He fucking beat the shit out of people.
Mm-hmm.
So, I now got to figure out how to go with my ancestry report. Here we go. All right, so my ancestry report, so you motherfuckers know, I'm not fucking Cajun. I am 64.9% British and Irish.
Oh.
North Central Ireland, and North and Central Scotland.
Oh, okay.
There you go. And then there's 20 different regions. So there's United Kingdom, Republic of Ireland. Also, so like when they talk about North Central Ireland, they're talking about Monaghan, Cavan, and Leitrim. Okay, all you Irish people, don't be fucking mad. I don't know how to say that shit. I haven't been able to go see my people yet. Meath, Westmeath, Louth, Sligo, Longford. It's crazy, right? On the North Island. And in Scotland, Scotland is Central Northern, many of whom speak either Scottish Gaelic or Scots.
Ooh.
And the name Kevin is what?
Scottish.
It's Gaelic.
Oh, is it?
And it is Scottish. Yeah. Gaelic. Yeah. That's crazy, right?
That is.
All right, so, oh, shit. I don't know. Should be mad.
He likes to mess up all the time.
And then, let me see here. Let me go back. So then I am 13.5% French and German, just like you.
Uh-huh.
And then, I don't know what this fucking means, 10.9% broadly Northwestern European.
Broadly?
I don't know what the fuck that means. It says 7.0% Spanish and Portuguese.
Oh.
Sorry. 1% Sardinian. I don't know what the fuck that is. And then
what?
It's S-A-R-D-I-N-I-A-N. Sardinian.
Sardinian.
See, you speak better than I fucking do. And then 1.2% broadly Southern European. I don't even know what the fuck that means. Oh, see, now I got reduced, fuck you bitches, from 1% Indigenous American down to 0.7%.
Oh,
what the fuck? And then I am, this is new. I don't remember this, but it says Western Asian and North Africa, 0.5%. Anatolian, A-N-A-T-O-L-I-A-N-A. I'm Anatolian and Northwest Asian. I got a little Asian. You know, that's from Genghis Khan.
Yeah.
That makes sense?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's interesting.
All right, bitches. So we're going to end up stopping here, and we're going to do one last episode to finish up this mini-series with Alicia Tresider. I got that shit right. All right, bitches. We'll be back in a little bit for our last episode. Stay tuned. We hope you've been enjoying this shit. And fuck all you want.